You're on 2SER Wednesday Drive. It's about 18 past five. Hope you're having a really fine Wednesday. Now, one of Sydney's biggest cultural festivals, Paramasala, is celebrating its 10th year, and it's a showcase of not just the region's Indian, Pakistani and Nepalese communities, but an all-inclusive look into the many communities that make up Western Sydney, the melting pot that it is. Joining us on the line is Festival Director Paul Osborne. Good afternoon, Paul.
G'day, man. How are you going?
Oh, I'm really well. Thanks for joining us on 2SER today.
That's great. Thanks for having me.
No worries. It's a big, exciting festival. 10 years. I can't believe you've been going that long. It's such a great idea and a great festival that happens every year out at Parramatta. Paramasala, can you believe you've been going this long?
Yeah, it's amazing. It started as a primarily, as you just said, South Asian culture festival, and it's grown over the last few years into a more broad multicultural festival celebrating cultures from everywhere. And I guess being in Parramatta, you know, this is a real sort of hotbed of different things happening, different artists, you know, lots of great stuff to sort of put on big stages around Parramatta. So it's a really exciting time for us.
I think we see now Parramatta as sort of the central hub for a lot of multicultural Sydney.
It is.
And there's so many, you know, amazing food there now, and cultural events, and the theatre puts on some really great stuff. It's really becoming a great hub.
We say the geographical centre of the city, but
that's right.
the cultural heart, you know, and I think that's really important. And I think the other thing too is there's some real great things happening, you know, in this area as it develops and changes, but also too as new people arrive and they bring great things with them, you know, in terms of music and dance and other great things which we get to showcase here over the weekend.
Do you think that the cultures that maybe used to exist in Parramatta or that sort of area have really warmed and accepted and grown as in terms of the multicultural people that have come into the town? I mean, I know we've always had this in Australia. It's not a new thing. But do you think that it's really impacted communities having these people around and having these sort of festivals and really celebrating it? Have you seen that change over the last 10 years?
Absolutely. And I think the other big thing for me is that, you know, with a festival like this, I think, you know, you think back, you know, a lot of this stuff would have seemed sort of exotic or you know what I mean, a real sort of, oh, wow, I've never seen that before, you know, that kind of thing. And I think one thing that we really, I guess, aim to sort of bring with Paramasala now and as a multicultural festival is that, you know, this is just Sydney now, and this is just Sydney as it is, and we don't need it to be exotic or kind of interesting or unusual, you know. We just put great bands, you know, great dancers on stages, and it doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, look, there is a lot of showcasing, obviously, and a lot of sort of cultural experience. But at the same time, the beauty of it now is, you know, I think about our Saturday program. And look, I would just say it's just a great music festival lineup, you know, and same with Sunday. You know, it's just a great music festival lineup. It's just so happens that all of these artists come from diverse backgrounds, and we've selected them for the festival because they sing about those backgrounds. You know, they're people who not just come from somewhere, but also too are really engaged with that in a real way, and it shines through their music. You know, it's a really beautiful thing.
I've certainly seen it as a big music fan. Just the way that multicultural Australia has really influenced mainstream music nowadays. You know, it's not just on the fringes or something that you listen to on a world music show. These are artists that are being celebrated throughout the industry. And
in your world, you know, you would be talking about genre and other things as well, you know, and it gets really hard now, doesn't it? Because here you've got, you know, I think about like someone like Sampa or Adrian Eagle who's playing at festival, Mojaju or, you know, Temgazi, you know, like these sorts of artists, like they, you know, they're really, you can hear a little bit of Africa, you can hear a little bit of whatever, but then we're doing hip hop or we're doing, you know, and so there's this, we get to pull from all these places. And also too, just the individuals obviously who make up a band sometimes, like I think of like Midnight Pool Party who are playing on Sunday, or Yoni Yen who's playing on Sunday, you know, these sort of artists have this really great kind of, you know, the makeup of the artists, you know, you get to hear certain cultural elements sort of swing through their music. But at the same time, you also get this sort of new forms that pop up, and how do you describe it? It's neo soul or something, you know. It gets tricky, right?
I'm terrible at describing music genres. I never know how to describe them.
That's right. But like I say, I think for us, you know, we try and do two things. One is that let's make a great sort of music festival first, you know, and then I guess, you know, and but you know, obviously, but strongly celebrating diverse culture and people who sing about their culture and where they come from and their people, and you can hear that in the music style. But then also too, you know, you should come to that festival and come for the music, you know, come because it's a great lineup. But also too, we're Paramasala, right? So you get that little mix up of, you know, in between artists, for instance, you know, on Saturday, we've got a cracking dance program, you know, like just a really great, you know, so
it's amazing, the dance lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. We seize those opportunities to sort of give you a bit of Paramasala as well. So you don't just feel like you're at a, you know, any kind of music festival on any given day. It's like you're at Paramasala, right? So you're going to see some belly dance and some African, West African dance, and you're going to see some, you know, Matavice Pacific Island fire dance. You know, you're going to see all these things at the festival because, you know, we need to remind people who've come for, like I say, is just a cracking lineup of musicians. You also get to see some great dance and some great other stuff. And, of course, you know, being Paramasala, you know, amazing food. That's one of the other, of course, beautiful things of culture is we get to bring this great cuisine and celebrate everything from, you know, we have Messina Italian gelato here, and we have, you know, everything from them to Canafe, the bearded boys, and the, you know, all that. And it's so, you know, we get to sort of sample and pick the eyes out of sort of what is great sort of.
Well, Parramatta is already a great area to go and eat. I was just there on the weekend.
It is now, right?
There's so many different cuisines, all along Church Street, but also around the area. There's never a shortage of different cultures to try, just in the palate as well.
And we keep our strong roots there too. Obviously, we have a nice sort of, you know, South Asian offering and and lots of elements. I should just say too that, you know, we've spoken a bit about music, but, you know, that lineup is really amazing. On Friday night, we have Los Amigos Invisibles who are touring from Ecuador, based in America now, multi-Grammy award-winning band. They just did WOMAD last week and killed it.
I looked at some video of these guys. Unbelievable. Looks amazing.
They are unbelievable. Yeah. Latin funk band. So, you know, for our 10th birthday, we wanted to kick it off. We have a big street parade on Friday night. And,
awesome.
You know, it's a big party feel. And we have some, rather than fireworks, we're doing sort of exploding cannons in the air. And we're having colour and stuff blowing in the air, which would be really lovely. But, and then we have our Latin funk band to sort of party with on Friday night. And then,
so good.
Saturday, we move into basically a straight music festival lineup on Saturday. You know, we really wanted to celebrate all the great talent this country has to offer and this city. And just, you know, we have Temgazi Chai, Sound for the Great. We have Mojo Ju. We have Adrian Eagle, again, is another beautiful singer and an amazing artist. So we have Laura Stephenson as well. So there's a really great lineup on Saturday. Sunday, we have Midnight Pool Party, Yoni Yen. So we sort of go into more electronic and dance and other things on Sunday, which is really cool. And Clarissa May, who's if you can ever hear her stuff, she's phenomenal. So a really great sort of music lineup. And of course, on Sunday, the festival sort of hands itself over to markets and take home stuff, fashion, jewelry, all those kind of great things. So it's a really, really great vibe on Sunday as well.
Well, check it out. You can go to discoverparramatta.com and have a look at the festival planner on there. And yes, it all kicks on Friday night, and the weather looks pretty good for you. So I'm hoping it's a nice, no rainy on the weekend too much. And everyone gets out there, has a dance, has a sing, has some food, and has a good time out in Parramatta. Thank you so much for joining us today, Paul.
Thank you, mate. Great to talk to you, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Cheers, mate. You too, of course.
Cheers, thanks. Bye.
That was Paul Osborne. He is the festival director of Paramasala. It goes from this Friday the 13th till Sunday the 15th.